In a very real sense, God limits his power over his children, and he gives us freedom to choose. God allowed many of his children to go into exile or worse, and John, like many other believers, chose not to say, "Caesar is Lord," but to remain faithful to Jesus and to accept the consequences. May we likewise make good choices. Do you remember how Jesus saw the disciples on the Lake of Galilee straining at the oars in the moonlight? The word in Greek literally means to be tortured. It's a very strong word. But Jesus makes as if to pass his disciples by. Surely he must have been moved by their plight? Or was he testing their faith as he did when he asked Philip how he was going to provide for the 5,000? Or was he himself simply wanting to spend more time alone with his father? Either way, he answered their cry and came alongside them saying, "Take courage, I'm here." And the disciples pricked up their ears and in one person's case at least had the courage to step out of the boat and in doing so came to a deeper realization of who Jesus really was.
Jesus was echoing the words of Exodus 3:14, where Yahweh reveals himself in the words, "I am who I am." The full significance of those words dawned on Peter later, once he'd had time to process the implications. It was just after this episode that Peter first recognized Jesus as being the long-awaited Messiah. So perhaps the real miracle of this episode is not that Peter managed to take a few steps on the water, or that the winds died down the moment he got into the boat with them, but rather that Peter's eyes were opened to see who Jesus really was.